Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1273. Why the one-dimensional approach to body care doesn't work, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have a bunch of shows where we cover a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Oh, and a quick note about today's post. You're going to hear references to chapters, book chapters, and that's because this article is a portion of a chapter from Kate's book. So just giving you that quick heads up so you're not lost when I start talking about that. So with that, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Why the one-dimensional approach to body care doesn't work, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. The living, dynamic lens of being an excellent caretaker of your body gives you perspective. Perspective you can never get if you stick with the one-dimensional process of body care that has existed in the mainstream for some time. I want to share with you an experience I had that illustrates the differences between the two lenses perfectly. I went to visit my friends, Rob and Nikki, out at their new house. They warned me that we'd likely be having conversations while doing yard work because there was much to be done at their new place. I love yard work. Seriously, I do. So this warning didn't deter me at all. Sure enough, we spent part of the weekend working outside while we spent time together. And one of my jobs was to destroy any of the roots I could get to from the goat's head plants that had proliferated on the property. If you don't know what the goat's head plant is, it's an invasive species of plant that also goes by the name puncture vine. It produces seeds that have thorns on them that hurt tremendously if you step on them. I know this from experience. Goat's head easily outcompetes other native plant species, smothering them, and thus making dense monocultures and a reduction in native plant diversity very important to wildlife and pollinators. Unfortunately, goat's head seeds can remain dormant for years in soil, so just pulling out roots often isn't enough to rid the soil of them. Nonetheless, pulling out roots was a start, albeit a one-dimensional one. While I was pulling roots, a man arrived at the house. He was a soil expert, and my friends had invited him out to get his help making a long-term care plan for soil, as they had plans for gardening and such. I stopped pulling roots and listened to him talk with my friends, and what he shared blew my mind. The soil expert told us that the ideal way to get rid of the goat's head was to make the soil such that it was inhospitable for the goat's head to grow. Not herbicides, not chopping them out. Of course, that makes so much sense and is such a well-rounded approach. The herbicides and chopping of roots would create an outcome faster, but wouldn't actually solve the root problem. If the soil health changed such that goat's head couldn't tolerate it, the plant wouldn't proliferate anymore. Chopping out the roots or using an herbicide was the one-dimensional approach. Going to the root of the issue and changing the health of the soil so the natural effect was that the goat's head couldn't proliferate was the multidimensional, dynamic approach. In addition, improving the health of the soil provided an effect for the overall health of the land. It wasn't an isolated solution exclusively for the goat's head. Isolated actions provide isolated solutions. When it comes to the natural world of which you are included, the more holistic approach that looks at the larger picture is going to be more fruitful than stringing together lots of isolated actions. If you want to feel great and move well, you can make it so this is the natural effect of how you live your life and care for your body. But it means shifting your approach from seeking patches for whatever area of your body seems to be aching or breaking down on you to taking on the role of creating a body you love to live in, a job that has no retirement date, that will teach you more about yourself than you ever imagined, and that will always be interesting, provided you're willing to use your explorer's mindset. Remember Susan, the triathlete from the last chapter? I told you she'd been having low back pain that was disruptive and annoying, and that we resolved the low back pain together, and she went on to have better and better performances each year she participated in triathlons. The one-dimensional, put-a-patch-on-it way to approach low back pain might look something like this. Stop doing whatever causes pain, even if it means stopping the very activity Susan loved most. Be more cautious lifting things and bending over, which would definitely influence how she went about her daily life. Spend a lot of time passively stretching the low back region, and do some abdominal work to strengthen the area. All four of these action steps are a patch on a problem, not things that get to the actual root of the issue. They are one-dimensional, and in some cases, maybe the opposite of helpful when it comes to long-term success for Susan and her low back. The more holistic, dynamic, multidimensional approach takes a very different approach. It does not take away activities permanently as a solution to a problem. It does not encourage feeling fragile or like being cautious is required for moving safely. It does not use passive inputs to try and make active change. It does not isolate the problem area from the rest of the body. You just listened to the post titled, Why the One-Dimensional Approach to Body Care Doesn't Work, by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of weeks ago, I experienced the worst case of plantar fasciitis I've ever had. Plantar fasciitis is inflammation of the connective tissue called the fascia that runs from the heel to the toes. So I spent about a week hobbling around my house, unable to put any weight on my left foot. In the mornings, the pain was so bad, it made me feel dizzy and nauseated. Many of the common fixes for plantar fasciitis take the, as Kate said, put a patch on it approach. Stop doing any activities that may make it worse, even if it's things I love doing. Passively stretch the fascia. That's all fine, especially in the short term when my body's trying to heal. But treating my left foot like it's made of porcelain for the rest of my life, well, now that's going to be a problem. I need to incorporate a more holistic approach to reduce the chances of this happening again. I need to assess my form when I run. I need to look at whether my feet need more arch support when I perform daily activities. I have to look at whether my calf muscles are too tight, which may be forcing my foot into a flexed position. I have to see whether the sheets on my bed were too tight, because that too could be forcing my foot into a flexed position. but I don't need to get rid of exercises that I love performing. I don't need to treat my foot, as I said before, as if it's made of porcelain moving forward. Instead, my approach, as Kate mentioned, is multidimensional, holistic, and dynamic. I will change things as it starts to feel better. I'm not going to do all of this at once, but dynamic means you change things depending on how you feel. I'm going to run again. I'm going to perform exercises I enjoy that will make me and my foot, for that matter, stronger and more durable. And this will help ensure that I incorporate a multidimensional, holistic, and dynamic approach to this entire process. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.